Hello, this is Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. We talk much about destiny on this program, and today is no different. God has a destiny for each of us, but it's not something that automatically comes to us. 2 Corinthians 2:9 and 10 says, "But as it is written, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God has prepared for them that love him. But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yea, the deep things of God." This is why we need the wisdom of God. He alone knows the plan and purpose for our lives and our destiny. With the word of wisdom of God, we have a weapon to use against every enemy plot and scheme that stands in the way of our achieving God's destiny.
That the enemy will set us up, try to get us distracted for the purpose of keeping us from doing what God told us to do, whether it's the work we have to do now or the place we're going in the future. So we don't just fall for anything the enemy gives us if you know where you're going. So as he says here to Timothy, wage a good warfare with the prophecies. You hear intimate things from God, and once you do, wage a warfare. Now you know what God is saying, like Jesus did when he was in the garden. The enemy would say one thing, he said, "It is written." Or you can say, "It was prophesied. God said." Did God say? Yes, he did, and he's going to do it. I'm seeing by that word.
Here is this week's message.
Distractions. They're sent to us by the enemy to keep us from doing what God said. And that's how we got to look at it. That's why it's important to hear something. Timothy. Let's go to Timothy. And I know this is a scripture we know, but it's more practical now because Timothy was going through some things, and Paul wrote a letter to him. 1 Timothy 1:18, where he's talking to Timothy about some things, and Timothy was going through some things, and he says, "This charge I commit unto thee, son Timothy, according to the prophecies which went before on thee, that thou by them mightest war a good warfare." In other words, you got prophecies on your life, Timothy. Don't let the devil do anything to you because you got a prophecy to fulfill. Wage a warfare. And I remember when COVID first hit, we had a family meeting and we were praying, and the Lord said, "I got this, that, all these beautiful things. All of a sudden, COVID hits. We're like, duh. It's like, he didn't tell us COVID was coming. He just said, "All these beautiful things. I have this for you, that for you." And I'm like, "Lord, did you just say this?" He goes, "Wage a warfare." Oh, okay. So you understand, no matter how much we've been in this faith, we're all learning new skills. Now, I'm always constantly learning because he's teaching me. Because it's like God has so much he can teach us on different levels. It's like going to school over and over and over again. I learn something almost daily. And especially each time I do these meetings, I learn more and more. Just know that we have to hear from him what he has for us, where he's going with us, so that we can wage a warfare and not just fall dead because anything says drop. Why? No, I got work to do. I don't have time for this. No. Was the story of Nehemiah, when Nehemiah was rebuilding the wall, Sanballat was like, "Come on down. Now they're going to come down so we can talk. Now he's going to kill you, man. That's why he wants you to come down. I'm not thinking about you. I got too much work to do. Should I stop the work just to come down to see you?" So sometimes the enemy will set us up, try to get us distracted for the purpose of keeping us from doing what God told us to do, whether it's the work we have to do now or the place we're going in the future. So we don't just fall for anything the enemy gives us if you know where you're going. So as he says here to Timothy, I'll keep going here too. He says here to Timothy, wage a good warfare with the prophecies. You hear intimate things from God. And once you do, wage a warfare. Now you know what God is saying, like Jesus did when he was in the garden. The enemy would say one thing, he said, "It is written." Or you can say, "It was prophesied. God said." Did God say? Yes, he did, and he's going to do it. I'm seeing by that word. So that's what he's telling Timothy to do. And what's interesting is this particular order he gives to Timothy flows into the next chapter. He talks about waging the warfare, again, knowing what God has for you, having that intimate time that you know details, as much details as possible that God will give you. Now, sometimes he will withhold some things, but if you have the general idea, go for it. Move in that direction and have the Holy Spirit direct you, your steps, so that you can make sure that you get to your destination. But we wage the warfare with what we hear in prayer and just don't fall for whatever the enemy tells us. But he also told Timothy, hold faith and good conscience, because that's how some people are shipwrecked. They may have a warfare, they may have a word, But then they jump ship because the persecution is too hard. Things are too hard for them. And then they just don't do what they have to do. But it's because of that that he tells us in verse 2, he exhorts us that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercessions and giving of thanks be made for all men. Why? So that we can move the distractions out of the way so that we can fulfill the prophecies. That's one of the reasons we pray. The enemy's trying to push back on what God's told us to do. As he told him, there's warfare to be made. And with that warfare, here's how you start. Pray. Supplications, prayers, intercessions, giving of thanks for all men, especially for kings, for all those who are in authority. Why? So that we can lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. What he's saying is, this is how you get to your destination. This is how you fulfill destiny. You just don't hear from God and say, oh, I'm on my way. I'm on my happy way. Oh, no. You are now gifted with something that's like fine gold. It's like silver, the highest quality of jewel that you can get. You just got from God. So what the enemy going to do? He's either going to try to steal it. He's going to try to make you think it's not worth anything. He's going to do something to wage a warfare. It usually begins with your centralized family and friends. They're going to be the first ones to war against. But again, you have to hear God. Get close to him to find out, how do I navigate this? Do I do it by showing an example to follow? Which you can sometimes. Sometimes it's distance. You may have to put distance between you. But this is why you have to hear details. How do I get through this? Because that's how you wage a warfare. And praying for those in authority. If you have a history of family curses, we all come from something. Trust me, nobody's perfect. Because when Adam sinned, sin came through all our bloodlines. So there are certain things that have been spoken over us, even through witchcraft. There are some of us who come from certain backgrounds that people are used to cursing people, putting people, we have a lot of that for people of African descent, Native American descent, Spanish descent, people who practice witchcraft. A lot of times they'll speak on generations. They will sell out their generations. So then you're going to have to pray. You got a prophecy from God. But then all your ancestors and people who fought against God, and you the first one coming out to shoot, oh, you got a whole bunch of stuff there. But this is why we got to hear. The Lord will tell you what to speak. He'll tell you how to pray to break through this, because that's what it takes to move forward in the things of God, and why we have to hear. We have a kingdom goal to reach. The enemy's job is to keep us from that goal. It's no different than if you watch a football game and you got the ball. Somebody, you got the football and you're the quarterback and you got to put it in play because somebody's at the goal line ready to pick it. The enemy's going to crush you. Why? Because he doesn't want you to score. That's how it is in the realm of spirit. You got the goods, but he's like, oh, you're not going to do anything with it. I'm going to sack you. I'm going to hurt you. I'm going to threaten you, whatever. But this is why we hear God. He will tell us how to circumvent the enemy at every turn. So basically, we got to be intentional. Seek the Lord early, but seek him throughout the day. Keep that channel open so that we can talk to him anytime. His wisdom is necessary. When you get a chance, one of the greatest wisdom speeches that Solomon did was in Proverbs 8. Powerful, powerful, where it talks about wisdom is everywhere. God is trying to speak to us. It's a matter of, are we willing to stop and hear? How not only hearing, this is the bonus of wisdom. When you hear wisdom, let me go there. Don't take my word for it. The end goal with wisdom is not just to do what God says, but there's always a bonus attached. We saw it with the life of Solomon. When he asked for wisdom, God gave him wealth. And it is attached to wisdom. And that's what it says in Proverbs chapter 8. I can start in verse 15. By me, kings reign and princes decree justice. Okay, that's wisdom speaking. By me, princes rule and nobles, even all the judges of the earth. I love them that love me, and those that seek me early shall find me. Riches and honor are with me, yea, durable riches and righteousness. My fruit is better than gold, yea, than fine gold, and my revenue than choice silver. I lead in the way of righteousness in the midst of the paths of judgment, that I may cause those that love me to inherit substance. That's a property, and I will fill their treasuries. Just know, there is a reason God is calling us to him. There's things. And I mentioned before this wealth transfer people have been talking about, but he's only going to release it to those who he can give his secrets, who will listen to him and obey him in these last days. We're going to see many things happen. This one thing he gave me, we had an intercessor group, and the word came out so strong, and the Lord has repeated to me many times. With our intercessory group, the word came forth that because intercessors are the frontline warriors for the kingdom, that the Lord was going to make, we were the first ones he was going to make millionaires and billionaires out of, the intercessors. Why? We were the ones who were quick to hear in that intimate space, quick to defend and fight whatever battle he had before us. And because of it, those were the ones he was giving the wealth. And there's a lot of men who have thought and believe that women are the ones that should pray. Fine. The women would be the ones with the riches and honor in these last days. And watch it happen in Jesus' name, because it's getting ready to happen. Because if he can trust us with his secret, if he can trust us to go wherever he leads us, he can trust us with the wealth. He can trust us with the honor, because we're going to give him the glory and we're going to do what he says. And that is a big one. I mean, it's when I see that on me right now, that just know those of you who have a heart start seeking the wisdom. He has treasures. He has secrets. He has things that he wants to release in these last days to those who will have an ear to hear what no one else is hearing, and to see what no one else is seeing. And if we follow his directions, Jesus, he will give us riches and honors, endurable riches is what he says. And he says he will fill our treasuries. He talked about property. We're going to see a lot of property exchange. This is coming out in prophecy. So I'm serious. This is coming out of my spirit now, that God wants to raise up a company of believers, prayer warriors. Because if you get the wealth, you're going to have to know how to fight. And that's, thank you. One of the reasons that he's saying is coming to the warriors, those who know how to fight and those who can hear and stand and fight. Doesn't mean you can just do it in your prayer closet, in that secret place. And he will raise you with honor and riches in these last days, because he needs someone who can lead the way to teach his people how to stand in the face of adversity and win, and win, and win greatly for the kingdom.
Beloved, the Bible exhorts us to be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God, that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. This is our mandate from God. If we are going to fulfill his destiny, we have to be armed with his word. This is a spiritual war that we endeavor. God has a destiny that we must fulfill. However, it can only be done in the power and strength of his wisdom. We need to know how to walk in that wisdom, not only for our destiny, but to survive what is coming in these last days, in Jesus' name. If you have enjoyed this episode, please join us for In Pursuit of Divine Destiny with Paula Matthews, live every Sunday morning at 11:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Don't forget to like and subscribe both to this podcast channel and to our YouTube channel as well. If you'd like to partner with us, you can find details on our ministry site, which is www.epicvisionarypartners.org. This has been Paula Matthews for Epic Books and Cafe. Until next time.